What your daddy do is doing or do or whatever is what he knows. But you can start something new. You can start something different. You see, listen, there's a natural and there's the supernatural. Every one of us operates in the natural. But it is important you shift yourself from the natural to the supernatural. The moment you begin to operate in the supernatural, things flow easily. Most of the things you are seeking, most of the things you are banging your head against, most of the things everybody becomes your enemy, are part of the things God says he will add to you. Matthew 6:33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing, God put everything as things. Money is things, career is things, marriage is things. God says, seek me first. Seek my righteousness. I will add every other thing to it. And I begin to look at life. How do you get close to him? How do you embrace Jesus as your best lover? How do you see God as the best thing in your life? I was on the social media yesterday, and I was looking at one of our son was holding on to a cobra. And he was playing with a cobra. Hallelujah. And the skin is smooth. And me and you, if I see cobra, we will run. Hallelujah. If cobra show up in this church, God forbid, you will forget the place of prayer. But it becomes like a toy. And the young man wrapped it around his hand. And somebody was touching the head of a cobra. Is it cobra or python? Is it this boy? It is Matthew. It's fighting. Is it cobra or python? It's python. I bought cobra, I bought python. We don't know the difference. Snake is snake. But like, he carried this snake around himself. He was playing with it. There are things that you don't know. There are things you know. Expand your knowledge of God. Expand your base of God. Because patterns keep on killing us. We run away from things that can save us. I'm not talking of snakes now. We run away from things that can enlarge our life. We sit down cry over milk that is already spilled. A shower meat that will not benefit the family, we celebrate it. Hallelujah. There are two questions that was addressed in what I want to speak to us today, because time is not on our side, it's 12 already. There are patterns that we use in the Bible, we read, and we never think strong about it. Sarah, our mother in faith, we all know Sarah. Not this one, no. The wife of Abraham. Was barren for 25 years. 25 years. Walking around with a loaded man. He was barren for 25 years. Isaac. If you read the story of Isaac, Isaac was barren for 20 years. Barrenness become an issue. It was not the barrenness that was important, it's the delay. Every form of delay in your life, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every power behind the delay of your manifestation, I cancel it this morning in the name of Jesus. When it comes to the life of Jacob, because listen, when we talk of the Bible, each of us, we talk about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Jacob found himself in an environment. We are ran away from his father's house and went to his uncle. When you went to your uncle, you went to a good place. Am I right? But most uncles are demonic than your father. Most uncles are more dangerous than your parent. So many people are saying yes to that. So he went to live with his uncle. But the uncle said some things that baffled me, that will help us to look at what we are looking at today. I'm just doing the preamble. It is, he loved a woman. Then loving somebody in the family is not a problem. Nowadays, you can't love like that. He loved Rachel. And the uncle said, do 7 years. And he worked hard for 7 years. But the ninth of the consummation of marriage, they brought a woman to him wearing a veil. They brought a woman to him at night. Because when it is night, you lack information. When it is light, you don't see. A woman came with a veil at night to him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when the morning came, he woke up. He must be drunk anyway. Break your mind. If he's not drunk, he will know that Leah is slim. And that Rachel is voluminous. Hallelujah. Rachel is multiplication. Leah is addition. They are two different things. Am I right? But when he woke up, he got angry. Uncle, why will you do this? Uncle said there is a law in our land. The problem is there is a law controlling your family. There is an unwritten law that you don't know about. He said there is a law. That is why every one of you in the family are drifting to the same way. Because the law controls. That is why you still follow the pattern of your father. You still follow the pattern of your mother. And you even celebrate your strength in that weakness. He said, the law of our land does not permit us to give the younger when the older is still at home. So what it means is, do you know this law operating in Yoruba land? It's just of recent that younger ones marry ahead. They will say, you bring date. Is that what they said? You bring date. They will tell you, you need to wait till your sister need to marry. If your sister does not marry, they don't mind a woman overtaking a man. But two girls, they will tell you to. Do you know those families have unwritten code in the spirit realm? That you discover that even the younger one, when they manage to overtake, there's still a delay in the manifestation of the younger one until the older one manifests. And in those families, when prayer is not done, you are breaking unwritten code. And for every law that is broken, there's a consequence. Am I talking to somebody? I was talking of barrenness before. I was talking of delay. Do you know when Jacob married? Both Leah and Rachel were barren. Is everybody looking at me? Am I the only one thinking that? Is Leah barren or not? All right. Genesis 29:31. Lord saw that Leah was hated. What did he do? He opened up, which means the womb was closed before. Is that not, when God saw that Leah was hated, he opened, so if not because of the hatred, the womb will remain closed. Because there is a code. There is a code that is operating in the lineage. I pray for you today. Every unwritten code, every spoken code that is controlling your life negatively, I break the code today in the name of Jesus. I scatter it with the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. When there is an unwritten code, life begins to swear the way you don't want it. You pray, you become like you don't know how to pray. You fast, it becomes like you are just going on hunger strike. But today, God will set to you in the name of Jesus. In the book of Luke 20, 29 to 33, this is where I want to dwell for 10 minutes. Luke 20, 29. There were therefore 7 brethren. What does number 7 mean? Number seven is number of perfection. Seven means bridge. Seven means continuation. Seven signifies perfection. So a family have a seven brothers. What means that the continuity in the family is certain. And the first took a wife. There's a law. He took a wife and died without children. Next verse. And the second took her to wife. Why is it that he took her to wife? Because there's a law. Am I talking to somebody? And he died childless. And the third took her. And the like manner, the seven also. And they left no children and died. Give me 32. Last of all, the agent, the satanic agent to wipe perfection away, died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? Somebody say, whose destroyer is he? Whose wife is it? The next verse is where Jesus said, in heaven there is neither wife nor husband. Abi? It's only in this world. Huh? Everybody, it's only in this world that you marry. Don't kill yourself with marriage. You. Huh? I'm not, that's what I'm talking about today. Huh? Maybe when I get to heaven, maybe the angel that will be serving me will not be as big as the angel serving my wife. Hallelujah. Your own record will show when you get to heaven. No? But here we are. That was a law. How many law do you know in your family? How many written code do you know operate in your father's house? You may be too young. Let me go to this sis. Sis, how many law do you know operate in your father's house? How many do you know operate in your mother's house? The family where you married to, how many law operates there? Whether written or unwritten, can I shock you? If your family is well educated, they will have forgotten all the custom and traditions. Am I talking to anybody? If your family is well educated, they will not remember all the things I know. Except that they said, my daddy used to say this. If she didn't remember, his children will not remember. But their remembrance doesn't remove the code. So say to somebody, stop it. You know why you need to stop it? This one don't know how to stop anything. All they know is chicken and chip. And do you know something? What you and me can undo, sir. What me and you can undo? This new generation cannot undo it. And that's what they call depression. That's why you see primary school children going into depression. They were telling me somewhere this way, they say, he has anxiety and depression. In year four. And I was asking, what does he know about life? That he has anxiety and depression. But can I tell you, it's real. What they know, we don't know. What they know before us, we know. But what are we doing with what we know? Until you stop it, things does not stop itself. I came to my room. My wife doesn't know what I was doing. I held onto her hands or her head, and I begin to prophesy. I begin to pray. She didn't know what thought went through my mind. What do you know? What are you doing about those laws? Because there's always an attack on perfection. All you are praying for, there are people packaging themselves against it. There are sent agents. When we were to marry, we were asking questions. When I was to marry, I already know the detail of my father, my wife's family. I've been to her house when she was not there. I've checked with the Reverend Father who was the father, who was the parish priest of the family. How is the family? Who are they? How do they behave? What do you know about them? I've spoken to elders. I have no father who will do that for me. I had to do it myself because of my spiritual knowledge. I've spoken to elders. What operates in this family? We didn't meet in McDonald's. We didn't meet in Nando's and exchange rings. What operate? Listen, I'm not talking only about marriage. I'm talking about life. Where you are working, do you know what operates? I've been telling us in this house, oh, this is your chop chop, eat and there. It is India meal. You will get to Indian shop, they put their God there. They don't hide it. So you are still paying for the food made to hide us. We still eat it. You say you bless it. Does the blessing remove the commitment to hide us? What you know, I know. But what are you doing about what you know? I know at times it is tough to cook every day. And now you want to go out, enjoy a meal. Oh, fine, please. This is your Chinese food. I don't know why you eat it. You eat it, it's like they put laxatives there. By the time you finish it, 10 minutes later, you're hungry. Is it me alone? No matter how full you fool yourself, within 10 minutes, you are hungry. So what is the essence of taking it? What am I saying? What you know, I know. But what are you doing about what you know? So they brought this case to Jesus. They said, here is a perfect family. There are 7 of them. They married the same woman. And they married because they want continuity. The mother was very good. He was perfect. He had 7 children, 7 boys. If you have 7 boys now, you have nothing to worry about. No. Hallelujah. If you are going, even when dogs see you, they will run. Hallelujah. No, I can't imagine me walking with 3 boys in my house and anybody will ask me, where are they going? It's not possible. You understand? So there's a perfection. But what do you do with perfection? Laban said to Jacob, he said, there is a law. He said, we don't break this law. And because of that law, Jacob had to work 14 years. Can these boys work for 7 days for any woman? Can they work 7 hours? He worked for 14 hours. 14 years. And got 4 women. When his bargain was won, buy 1, get 3. The law at times will look like it's nice. It is out there to damage you. There are things we talk is free. I was talking to Mama, we were talking in the office. There are some things we think is free. It is to lure us into poverty. It is to lure us into full rejection. It is to destroy our life. It is to destroy the perfection in us. That's why somebody need to pray today and stop it. So they were asking them, who will be the husband of this woman? Jesus said, you allow it. What do you do when the first one died? Am I talking to someone? Judah. When Judah lost the first child, he lost the second. He told the woman, he said, go to your father's house. When this boy growed, I will call you. The Bible said he had no intention. He He also had 3 children, which is a symbol of completion. So the agent came to attack that. The agent came to destroy. What is the agent targeting in your life? Somebody needs to pray this morning. Somebody needs to call upon God this morning and say, no, not under my watch. Not under my watch. My children will not go through this. I seek perfection. I refuse to continue going through this. I refuse to continue like this. I know there will be deliverance here today in the name of Jesus. Just listen. Let me give you one more scripture and then we start to take communion. In Judges 6:15. Put it up, please. And he said unto him, oh my Lord, shall I save Israel? This is Gideon. Where shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. And I am the least in my father's house. He said, I come from a poor family and I'm poor. My family has no name. Where do you expect me to get a name? I want to tell somebody this morning as we are praying. Despite the fact that your family is poor, despite the fact that you are the least of your family, you can still rise up to be the head. You can still get up and lead from where you are. What God needs from you is to commit yourself. What God needs from you is to connect yourself to God. Yoba said something. That with what you are going through, you think nobody has gone through it. You are making a mistake. Hallelujah. Some people have been through what you have been through and they are still standing strong. And you will also stand strong in the name of Jesus. What am I saying this morning? The pattern, you need to say no to that pattern. You cannot allow evil to continue. Oh, daddy failed. Sorry for that. Your uncle failed. Sorry for that. Do you want to fail? You are delayed. Sorry for that. Do you want your children to be delayed? These are the things I'm asking you this morning to stand strong in faith, to stand strong in prayer and say, Lord, I reject this. I refuse this. Many of you are investing into your life financially. Academically, you are investing heavily into your life. Are you investing into your life spiritually? Seek it first, the kingdom of God. Are you seeking his God, number one, or number options? When we're in the uni, I don't know whether they still do it. It's a long time ago. There's a course subject. There's elective. If you fail call, you are not graduating. No. In fact, when I was in Ife, if you fail the call in year one, you cannot start the second year one. If you fail mass 101, or do you pass it, you can't start 201. They will tell you it's a prerequisite. But if you fail an option, if you fail elective twice, you can go and pick another elective and pass that elective. So far, your point is complete. Does he operate in UK? No. So there's no elective. But you have to pay. So if you fail the call of year one, let's say you failed 101. So you can't do 201. Can I tell you this? Every other thing is elective. The call is God. The call is God. Seek him first. Serve him. Look at how many of us in church today. Possibly because of little rain. Possibly it's because of job. The same rain will not stop them from getting to work. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Ah, the church is too far. We are even if you put it in their domot, they will still not come. Hallelujah. Even do online service, they will not even join. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I want us to rise on our feet. Please, two prayers I want you to pray before we take communion. Two prayers. Lord, everything I know that is delaying me, and all the things I don't know, but that is delaying me, Lord, by your fire, remove it today. Do we understand that? Everything I know and things I don't know. Before we pray, please, listen to this. On Tuesday, I was called. I was driving to church here because I was still parking my office, and I was called. A family, the third boy, run mad in UK. Two already are in mental homes. The third one started misbehaving, breaking chair, carrying the chair, the dining chair, smashing it on double glazed window. The pastor was speaking in tongues in the house and was calling me, and I had to pull up and I started praying also in tongues. Lord, arrest the mind of this boy. It's a pattern. When I got into the office, I was sweating. What is it making me to sweat? And I said, it is a mother and father they gave back to these children. When we finish, and I call, I said, where is their daddy? He said, their daddy is serving 6 months prison sentence for smoking weed. Daddy in prison. Two children, mental home. The third one run mad. And they go to church. The pastor said, oh, they are my member, they are my good member. I said, tell me, are they good member? And he said, you are where they are. They are known. You know, they are known with us. I want to stand the ground today. Any known and unknown issues in this house, it comes to an end today in the name of Jesus. Whatever power that is sponsoring it, we demolish it today in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Every known law, every known issues in my Father's house, every issues that I'm aware of that operate in my Father's house, every issues that I don't know about, but I'm seeing the pattern. Oh God of heaven, destroy it today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. It is not your portion to carry on. It is not your portion to carry go and continue with the mistake of the other ones. Stop it today. Stop it with prayer. Stop it with prayer. Stop it with prayer. Stop it today. Stand in the gap for yourself. Stand in the gap for your children. Even that your husband that does not know God, stand in the gap for them. Your children cannot repeat the evil that they operate in that husband's house. Stand in the gap. Lord, I stand, I stop it today. I stop, oh God, the manifestation of wickedness, the manifestation of evil. I stop it today. Pray to God, pray to God. Ligetum braga dodogodo. He pray de gede gede. He pray de godo. He pray godo. In Jesus' name we pray. In Psalm 34 verse 19, it says, many are the affliction of the righteous. Your act may not be righteous, but God said we are grafted. He has grafted us. He has grafted us into his righteousness. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. There are so many afflictions that I'm going through. There are so many afflictions operating in my family's house. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from them all. Deliver me from them all. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, deliver me. Jesus said we pray.
Amen.
Let's look at me and tell everybody this is the last prayer point we pray. And after this prayer, I want the ministers out. 90% of the issues in the world are marital related. 90%. 90% of all what everyone is struggling here, you can trace it to marriage. You can trace it to one issues. But somebody, you need to pray. You know why? The first institution created in the Bible is marriage. So anything Jesus, anything God celebrates, the devil will attack. That is why the union of husband and wife in UK is so terrible. It's so terrible that even when you are close with your wife or you are close with your husband, they think you are mumu. When you genuinely love your partner, people think something is dodgy. The devil is a bastard. They will tell you he will soon show his true color. She will through abba. We are going to pray. Every issues I'm going through that are maritally connected, oh God, that deliver. Deliver me today. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Every issues that I'm going through that are maritally included, that are maritally based, oh God of heaven, pull me out of that issue today. End those issues today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for your, oh God, end it, oh God. The battle I'm fighting because of the person I marry. The battle I'm fighting because of the family I marry from. Tear it out today. Tear it out today. The patterns in my wife's house that is operating in my home, I tear it off. The pattern in my family house that is operating in my children's life, I cut it loose. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Hallelujah. Lord, you know us deep in and out. Visit every life today. Visit every home today. Let every issues be resolved by your anointing today in the name of Jesus. By your presence, let it be resolved today in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please, minister, come out. The Bible says at the Last Supper, it said he took bread. He took bread. He broke it. Let's open that place. Hallelujah. Let's do it together. Mom, please come. Don't eat it until you get it. Father, you know us more than we know ourselves. When Jesus came on earth, it was both human and divine. But after 30, he operated more divinely than humanly. Father, Lord, we ask, O God, that your presence will increase more in our life today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that no man, no woman will step out of this hall and remain the same in the name of Jesus. Tabernacle with us, Lord. The Bible say, during the last supper, he took the bread, he blessed it, and he began to break it. The breaking signifies unlimitedness, the infiniteness of God, the uncontrollableness of God. Father, Lord, as we take your body today, let us enjoy unlimited blessing from you, unlimited protection from you, unlimited favor from you, unlimited mercy from you. The Bible says, after supper, he took the cup. He blessed it and he said, it's a new covenant. Father, Lord, we bless this substance. Let it become your body. Let it become your blood. That as we take it, it will neutralize any effect of evil covenant in our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. What I want you to do, I want you to make sure the body touches the blood before you take it. Make sure the body touches the blood and then take it, the body and blood of Jesus together. Then you can drink the blood on it. I want you to quietly talk to God. Wherever you are standing, just quietly talk to God. Tell God to do you good today. Tell God to do the miraculous in your life today. Ask God for what you want. Individually, just talk to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Before I pray and we go, give me Daniel 9:27. Everybody, I want you to look at the board. Drink the blood. If you have taken the body, take the blood along with it. Please listen. He said, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for what? For 1 week. Hear me and hear heaven today. Within the next 1 week, you will see God perfecting all that concerns you. You will see the hand of God perfecting all that concerns you today in the name of Jesus. Look at this. It said, and in the midst of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the midst of the week, it will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, it shall make it desolate. That means pattern in your family, he said it will make it desolate. It will cease. It will no more reappear. He said even until the consummation. He said, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Your life will experience something new. Your life will experience something big. Hear this small pastor of a small church. Hear this word today. God is taking you higher today in the name of Jesus. God is enlarging your course today in the name of Jesus. A new door is opening before you. A new door is opening before you. That thing that they said is not possible suddenly will burst open. It will suddenly burst open. Airports of destiny will locate you. And enlargers of vision will locate you. It is coming right now. It is coming right now. It is coming right now. You will have more money than you need in the name of Jesus. You will have more money than you need in the name of Jesus. You will have more money than you need in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer earth wreck in the name of Jesus. Your earth will not suffer. Your earth will not suffer. God will visit your home. God will visit your life. God will visit your children. God will visit your spouse. And things will suddenly turn around. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, there's something particular about seven. It's a number of perfection. But you said 1 week. 1 week is 7 days. Lord, within these 7 days, show yourself mightily in our life. Perfect our life, Lord. Do something big for us. Settle us, Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. His banner His banner over me. His love. His banner over me. Oh, His banner over me. Oh, His banner over me. His love. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Something new in our lives. Something precious in our lives. Oh Lord, do something new in our lives. Something marvelous in our lives. Something tangible in our lives. Oh Lord. Lord.
That's why your banner over us. Your banner over us. Your banner over us. His love. Yes, Lord. Your banner over us.
Oh, your banner. I don't know what this word is for. But over that matter, the last time you cry is the last cry you will cry. Over that matter, that's the last time you will cry over it. Solution will burst out suddenly. Solution is coming suddenly. Solution is coming suddenly. In the name of Jesus, you will come here to testify. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, minister. God bless you. Let's quickly package our offering. I have 2 minutes for this time.